Good morning, everyone.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I have two stories I'm going to tell you today. Have you ever heard of Fanny J. Crosby?
No.
I never did either until I read this. Well, says, Fanny was a hymn writer and a poet who wrote over 8,000 hymns. I looked through the hymnal, and they're in here. There's a lot of them in here. So I want to tell you some of the hymns that Fanny wrote. She wrote, "To God Be the Glory," "I Am Thine, O Lord," "Tell Me the Story of Jesus," "Jesus Keep Me Near the Cross," and "All the Way My Savior Leads Me." I mean, these are very popular songs. And that's, we sing them all the time, but we don't read who wrote them or anything. We're always too busy singing them. You may be surprised to learn that Fanny was totally blind. She lost her sight when she was only 6 weeks old through a negligence of a doctor who was treating her for a sickness in her eye. So she was blind since she was real little, so she couldn't see anything, but she wrote some of the most powerful songs. Because she was blind, I am sure that many times Fanny heard the words, "You can't do that. Can't do this. You can't do that." One reason I feel sure she heard these words is that once she wrote a song entitled "Never Give Up." The words to the refrain of that song go like this. I'm not going to sing it. I'm just going to read it. "Never give up. Never give up. Never give up to the sorrows. Jesus will bid them depart. Trust in the Lord, trust in the Lord. Sing when your trials are greatest. Trust in the Lord and take heart." So Fanny was told she can't do this and can't do that. And sometimes we're told, "Oh, you're not going to be able to do that." Well, what do we think when we do that, when we hear that? We can do it, yes. We may not be able to do it perfectly like everybody else can, but we can do it. So that is the thing. Never give up. Just keep trying. If you don't do it right the first time, try it again. You will be able to do it. Our Bible lesson today tells us about another woman who had great faith and refused to give up. The Bible doesn't tell us her name. It simply calls her a Canaanite woman. That means that she was a Gentile. And as you know, Jesus and his disciples were Jews. The Jesus world would have little to do with Gentiles. The Canaanite woman met Jesus one day as he was traveling in the region. She came upon him crying out, "Have mercy on me, for my daughter is possessed by an evil spirit." Jesus did not reply to the woman, and his disciples came to him complaining that she was bothering them and asked him to tell her to leave. What do you think Jesus said? Do you think Jesus made her go away?
No, he helped her.
Yes. Jesus said to the woman, "I was sent only to help God's lost sheep and the people of Israel." But she came and worshiped him, pleading again, "Lord, help me." And Jesus replied, "It isn't right to take food from the children and throw it to the dogs." And the woman answered, "That's true, Lord, but even dogs are allowed to eat the scraps that fall beneath their master's table." "Dear woman," Jesus said to her, "your faith is great. Your request is granted." At that very moment, her daughter was healed. So she never gave up. She kept on pestering. because she believed that God could help her, that Jesus could help her, and all she had to do was convince him. So just like Fanny Crosby and the Canaanite women, they never gave up. They continued going and going. They never gave up. And that's what we need to do. When we have something that's going on in our lives, we just need to remember that Jesus is with us at all time and never give up. Okay, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, give us the strength to never give up. Hold us in your arms and make us strong. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.